for a long time, there was this notion that there were two forms of depression, so-called endogenous and exogenous, or sometimes it was referred to as endogenous and reactive. Certainly, there are patients who seem to have everything going for them, and who become depressed completely out of the blue. On the other hand, there are lots of patients who seem to get depressed in response to stressors. There's an awful lot that's not understood about that, but it makes a lot of sense to me that might well relate to either differing levels or differing kinds of genetic susceptibility that people have.